With KAZU News, I'm Krista Omenzon. A local husband and wife team behind several National Geographic stories and books will share some of their work Saturday at the Rio Theater. KAZU's Doug McKnight met them at their studio on Santa Cruz's west side.
Hi, how are you?
Are you Doug?
Yeah, I am.
It would be easy to mistake Chris Ekstrom and Franz Lanting's studio for an art gallery. Inside is a polished concrete floor with well-lit walls of photos featuring plants, animals, and outdoor scenes from around the world. It's a reflection of the couple's business and life. Chris is the reporter, and Franz is the photographer. They met while working at National Geographic. This Saturday at the Rio Theater, they'll share a story of a project they've worked on for three decades. It's about two little-known wetlands. They're the largest wetlands in the Western Hemisphere, South America's Pantanal and Iberia. Sitting in the studio's upstairs loft, Chris goes over her script for Saturday's program.
The surface of the river is glassy. The sky it reflects is boiling black clouds. Big weather is coming.
That big weather is both literal and figurative, because the wetlands have been threatened by several assaults over the last 30 years. In fact, Fran says it was a proposal to dredge the Pantanal for shipping that first got their attention.
If you dredge a shipping channel through that, you upset the hydrology. And in those days, people outside Brazil had hardly heard about the Pantanal. So we went there to document what was there and to help publicize what was at stake.
And it worked. The publicity and environmental efforts by the Brazilian people stopped the dredging project. Later encroachment by cattle ranchers and poachers have also been reduced. And the Pantanal in Iberia are now major South American tourist areas.
Every natural place on Earth is under threat, not just from climate change, but from the ongoing increase in population and the pressure on natural resources in general. But we're also seeing that there's a real hunger for people worldwide to experience authentic nature on its own terms.
To document the change, the couple made four trips to the South American wetlands over the past 30 years. The successful turnaround has only fueled the couple's advocacy for wild things and wild places around the world. Franz says they picked their project after hearing or reading about endangered areas. Then they seek support from magazine and book publishers. That method gives them both the funding and a way to distribute their stories when they're completed. Their current project involves documenting migratory birds in the Sacramento Valley.
Even after all these years, after all these experiences and publications, we are still as passionate about what we do. And I think we feel more and more of an urgency. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really don't have much time to restore a balance between human activities and the natural world that sustains us.
The presentation, Land of Jaguars, Wild Wetlands of South America, has two showings on Saturday, one at 3 p.m. and one at 7 p.m. It's a benefit for the Seymour Center. In Santa Cruz, Doug McKnight, KAZU News.
You can find more information along with this and other local news stories on our website, kazu.org.